Let us go to Psalm 139 today for another beautiful thought for the day, that our hearts might grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we might grow to be like Him, because He promised us in John 1:12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." When we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the power to grow up into full stature like unto our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us think some thoughts today of love in the truth and for the truth, that our hearts might be lifted up and that we might become a great shining light for Jesus today, that we might not hide our light under a bushel. In Psalm 139, we see some beautiful truths about God. And the first one that we see is concerning God's knowledge. God's knowledge is omniscient. He has all knowledge. There's nothing withheld from Him. Let's look in Psalm 139, the first six verses. The psalmist said, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me." Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So anyone would have to say with the psalmist that God's omniscience is far superior to ours. So you'll note here in these first six verses that the psalmist is making a comparison to his own self in the person of I and me and my and mine. And so he's saying, "The Lord has searched me and known me." There's not a thing about you that you do not understand. We do not even understand ourselves. There's no way that we can understand ourselves. We cannot understand how we are. But God knows all about us. He searched us out. He said, "Thou knowest." In other words, His knowledge is perfect concerning our inward man, concerning our outward man. The Lord has searched me, and He knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. He knows, beloved, when we're ugly and we sort of rebel against the Lord and we sit down. And He knows when we rise up to continue walking with Him. He knows even our outward man that sits down to rest, that stands up to walk. And He understands my thought afar off. Even before my thoughts are actually being able, we've even been able to form our thoughts into words and into images and into forms. God knows our thought energy before it ever comes into form. He knows my thought afar off. He knows my thought after I've thought it and I've forgotten about it. And it's sort of, as it were, floated afar off from my conscious memory. And we don't even remember it, but God knows. That's how great is His knowledge. And so He surrounds our path, and He surrounds my path. He surrounds me when I'm lying down and art acquainted with all my ways, with all of my dealings with other people. God is acquainted when you speak ugly. God is acquainted when you're unkind. God is acquainted, beloved, in all of your dealings, whether they're honest or whether they're deceitful, whether they're a falsehood or whatever they are, God knows. And He said, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether." God knows every word. He said that man must give an account for every idle word that comes out of his mouth. God's knowledge is so fantastic. He knows and He governs and He fills heaven and earth. He knows all about us. And so He says here, "Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me." God was behind us, and God is in front of us. Like the Word of God says of Jesus Christ, that when He putteth his sheep out. In other words, Jesus Christ pushes them out, as it were, to the out pasture that he mentions in John 10th chapter. And then he said when he puts his sheep out that he leads them. He then goes before them. The Word of God said that even Jesus Christ was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. Another place that he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit. So God knows how to get behind you and push. God knows how to get in front of you and pull. There's that two sides of our nature that must be pushed and must be pulled. Jesus Christ knows how to push us and how to pull us. So thank God for his knowledge. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So God's knowledge is so great that we cannot hide anything from him. We may not know about ourselves, but God knows about us. And when we're sincere, he will lead us and guide us into all truth. He will give us his Spirit that we might become enlightened, that our darkness and our ignorance might become enlightened. You know, Job, one time, he thought he knew an awful lot, and he complained against God's dealings in his life when he lost his family, lost his wealth, lost his health, and ended up upon an ash heap on a dunghill outside of the city. And he complained and murmured out of his darkness and out of his ignorance. But God had to bring Job to the place that the psalmist was here, that Job had to recognize that God's knowledge was higher than his knowledge. And so when God came to visit with Job in the 38th chapter of Job, from then on out, and begins to compare God's knowledge with Job's knowledge, God's infinite knowledge, his omniscient knowledge, with Job's little ignorant finite knowledge, then Job said, "I've uttered things I didn't even know. I talked about things I didn't know anything about." He said, "I lay my hand upon my mouth." And when God got through stretching out a small picture of the infinity of God's mind and God's knowledge, Job said, "I abhor myself. I repent in sackcloth and ashes for my ignorance, the ignorance of my knowledge." God knows all about us, beloved. He knows about the I life in you. And he can show you how ignorant that your I life is, as it were. Like the Apostle Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, not the ignorant I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, I live by enlightened thoughts, I live by enlightened knowledge of the resurrected, glorified Christ." And so he did not live the same way. So God's knowledge can take care of I and me and my and mine. He's so omniscient. He knows all about you. Trust him today. He knows exactly where you are. He's behind you. He's in front of you. So have faith in him. Have confidence in him. Heavenly Father, we come to you again in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you now, precious Jesus, that you would bless the hearts in radio land. Bless every heart. Lord Jesus, enlighten their minds. Let, Lord, the penetrating light and warmth of the love of thy truth come into their hearts, that they might have a vision of thy omniscience, that you know all about us. And therefore, Lord, you're able to make all things work together for good to them that love God, because we pray in Jesus' lovely, precious name. Amen.